Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show, hour number two. I have, for years, had a dim hope that sometime, and I think it'd be interesting, and I'm not the first, obviously, there are radio programs that get streamed where you can see the behind the scenes. What just happened behind the scenes in the conversation that we had, you you would be, well, your eyes would get really big if you heard the conversation we just had off air. We do have some fun here. Welcome back to the program. The phone numbers are 800-222-KABC. 800-222-KABC. Phone lines are wide open. Call in on any and all topics. You know, we are in February. March is around the corner. I mean, it's tax season. My good friend Phil Liberatore, I asked if he was going to be at our KMG event next week, and he said, I'm going to be in the office from 8 a.m. until 10 p.m. doing taxes. Phil is a sponsor of the broadcast, IRS Problem Solver. If you would like to get your taxes done right, maybe you haven't filed taxes in a long time, and just possibly, if you go to Phil, he may be able to get you some money from the past few years as well. Two ways you can reach out, 877, the number 6-SOLVER, 877-6-SOLVER. The website is stopirspain.com. I have known Phil for a lot of years. We went to high school together, and he is the best at what he does when it comes to taxes. Reach out to him, and you'll be glad you did. All right, let's go to the phones. Brent is has become a regular caller. Why not start hour number two with Brent from Los Angeles? Brent, you're on the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for calling.
Blessings to you, Frank. And I hope to be seeing you next week.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, I've signed up. And I was thinking, Pastor Laurie's movie, Jesus Revolution, sounds exquisite and valuable, and how great movies can assist us tremendously in winning the culture war against all of the insanity, delusion of our day, and the devil. And once upon a time, classic Hollywood made many sublime movies with religious and godly themes before they went demonically woke. And I want to share one of my favorite transcendent films from 1957. It's the true and miraculous story of Saint Joan of Arc, starring Gene Seberg, Richard Widmark, and John Gielgud, and produced by Otto Preminger and scripted from George Bernard Shaw's play, Saint Joan, about the 17-year-old girl, the Maid of Orleans, who performed miracles in the 1400s. And years ago, when I first saw it, I thought it was all fictitious. I just thought it was a Hollywood movie.
Wow.
And as I studied Saint Joan more and more, I was just blown away by her. And everybody who does learn about her just falls in love with her, especially somebody like Mark Twain. And much of the dialogue comes directly from the religious court that was trying Joan in the 1400s. It's an amazing movie. I don't know, have you seen this particular film?
I don't think I have, but you named the best of the 50s. Say the name of the movie again, and could we maybe find it on, I don't know, Turner Classic Movies? Where could we find it?
I hope so. I hope they haven't buried it. It's just called Saint Joan.
Easy.
There are many Joan of Arc movies, and many of them are good, but this particular one is just, you know, it seems like God helped make it, because it came from the writing of George Bernard Shaw, who himself, as far as I know, was an atheist and a Marxist. And it's so peculiar how God grabbed him, because he was an incredible writer, and he shows a story. But, you know, if you like movies that you cry at, this one, you're probably not going to stop crying. It's amazing. You know, just her character, the history, the time, the way it's made, too. It's very creatively produced. You know, with back and forth and time. It was very ahead of its time.
And easy enough to remember, just entitled Saint Joan.
Yes.
Well, you know, I will look it up this week. I love older movies, and there is a lost art indeed.
Mm-hmm.
When we think about movies of yesteryear. And I appreciate always when you call, Brent. Thank you for
calling
today. You're welcome.
See ya.
Yep, see you. Hey, that's an idea, listeners. Maybe part of what we can do tonight in hour number two, we tend to get really deep and heavy. Maybe you'd like to call in with your favorite movie. What is your favorite movie? 800-222-KABC. Maybe we'll spend just a segment talking about movies and just put you on for a short time. I'm always interested in seeing movies. Not that I have a whole lot of time these days, but I don't know if I have a favorite movie. I have probably four or five that come to mind. But if you'd like to call in and share maybe your favorite movie, we have some lines open. 800-222-KABC. 800-222-5222. And if you'd like to call in on something else, you're welcome to do that as well. Phone lines are open. In November of 2022, the release of an artificial intelligence online chatting program named ChatGPT shocked the world. The program is so smart that it delivers frighteningly human-like responses and seems to have very few flaws compared to previous versions. Not only do people treat it as a conversation companion, but they have also started to use this technology for a variety of tasks, such as completing homework. Oh, boy. Where was this when I was in high school and college? Creating stunning images, writing poems, etc. Using ChatGPT is like accessing a supercomputer's brain, making the technology exciting, but also a bit scary. In 2014, Elon Musk warned that AI, quote, "were summoning the demon," he said, end quote. Technology is so powerful that there now exists a widespread concern that the landscape of many industries will be transmuted by this advancement, including academia and healthcare. Jobs that usually require a human touch, such as those in the fields of journalism and the service industry, are facing replacement and automation. We've long thought that the art of language stands at the pinnacle of human wisdom, yet AI is knocking right at its doorstep. Listen to this. ChatGPT can basically chat about anything you want, from analyzing code to writing full-on essays and poems. The free online program describes itself as a computer program designed to, quote, "understand and respond to natural language inputs," end quote. That's kind of creepy. Recently, scientists have tested the limitations and instructed it to write components of research articles that were later published in distinguished scientific journals. After news broke that an AI was able to write research papers, it became the epicenter of a hot debate still shaking the communities today. On the pro side, arguments they see technology like ChatGPT as the next step in human advancement. The other side says there's no way to hold artificial intelligence accountable if the program reaches the wrong conclusions or if its algorithms aren't mature enough. How can the program take responsibility for it? I mean, does that not make sense? Here's the last part of it. Under the category of human beings are accelerating toward a crossroad. Listen to this. AI has a lot of potential, will inevitably become a part of our future. However, allowing AI to play a more significant role in medicine and healthcare will give it more power to influence our understanding of health and well-being. It may even allow AI to alter our bodies. If AI becomes ubiquitous, will it make humans dumber and reduce us in all aspects? Over time, children might just talk to their chat box tablets instead of their parents. People might forget how to alleviate symptoms of things as common as colds, and basic tasks like writing an essay might become things of the past. When AI begins to mimic human thinking and presents human-like language, we begin to see the reality of the human brain laid bare. They're essentially machines that process information. When computers gather enough of a volume of data, they can engage a sophisticated algorithm to generate human-like thinking and response. The more people use it, the more it will be trained to become more human-like, possibly eventually becoming wiser than mankind. Yeesh. This is a critical time when human beings need to think more deeply about where our wisdom comes from. The threat of AI and supercomputers is not just about losing more jobs. It goes beyond reducing human thinking capability. The pressing issue here is how to safeguard our human spirituality. How do we maintain our connection to the divine? Human beings are not just flesh and bone, like how a machine is simply composed of mechanical parts. Finally, the development of AI technologies like ChatGPT is the tipping point for a long-standing issue we've been facing, the disconnection with God and the true meaning of our human lives as we replace that connection. We're faced with a choice. Do we keep falling into this bottomless technological pit, or should we return to a traditional way where human beings maintain their connection with the divine? You can find the entire article at theepictimes.com. It's entitled Dystopian Artificial Intelligence is Not Near, It's Already Here. We have a couple of lines open, 800-222-KABC. One of the reasons you can call in is to just share something as simple as your favorite movie. We have a few people on hold that are going to do that as well. 800-222-KABC. Phone lines are open. We will continue with more of this, the Frank Sontag Show, next on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show, Talk Radio 790 KABC. By the way, if you miss any of this broadcast, you can listen to the entire program and any past programs simply by going to franksontag.com. All of the podcasts are up. We're also on Rumble, if you are on Rumble. And if you'd like to email me, frank at kmgministries is my email address. It is private, comes to me directly here in the studio. I've got my screen open, frank at kmgministries.com, if you want to send me an email. And I rarely mention social media. We're in all of them, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Frank Sontag. You'll find us. One of the reasons you can call is if you want to suggest a favorite movie. And I'm only going to do it for one segment. So let me let you know we've got some people on hold. We're going to ask your patience. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to do one segment of just talking about movies. So if you have a favorite movie, if you call now, 800-222-KABC, watch this. You'll probably get in the queue. Adam is who you talk with before you get on the air. And if you want to get on the air and share your favorite movie, it's probably a good time to call right now. We have a line open, 800-222-KABC, and we'll do that the bottom of the hour. We talked about the World Economic Forum a great deal over the last few months. Here's a story. I was on another radio program earlier this week, and one of the guys on staff, where'd all the calls go? They just disappeared. I guess they just hung up. I guess they didn't want to wait. I guess your movie wasn't that important. It's funny. We had people on hold. By the way, one of the calls, do I want to do this? Yeah, I do. One of the calls wanted to say their favorite movie was Pride and Prejudice. Oh, that movie just, I think I went with a girl I was trying to impress, and it was like nails on the blackboard for me. So, okay, I'm just going to leave it there. The caller's not there to defend themselves. So if you have a favorite movie, call 800-222-5222 and be patient. Adam will screen you. We'll get to you at the bottom of the hour. So we've talked about the World Economic Forum. I was on another radio program this week, and one of the staff came up to me and said, hey, I heard you talking about the World Economic Forum, and I've got a story I bet you've never seen. And he gave it to me, and I said, are you kidding me? This is a New York Post article. Headline, prostitutes charge Davos attendees $2,500 a night as sex work demand booms. You know, all of the globalists that go to the World Economic Forum tell us how to live our lives, tell us you'll own nothing and be happy, flying on their private jets. I guess prostitution is a big deal there. I'm not surprised. It's not really shocking, but it goes part and parcel with, I suspect, you know, their morality or lack thereof. Listen to this. Scores of sex workers have swarmed, and this is an article of a few weeks ago, to the ski resort town of Davos to offer their services to the rich and powerful. As the World Economic Forum is in full swing, again, this is a couple weeks ago, with some charging up to $2,500 a night. Every year, the World Economic Forum hosts a five-day gathering featuring CEOs, dignitaries, captains of industry, and media figures to discuss important global issues. $2,500 a night. Good God. A woman who manages an escort service based in the Swiss town of, I don't know what that town is pronounced. That's a mouthful. Located about 100 miles from Davos, said she received tons of calls and a number of bookings. The escort service manager, quote, some also book escorts for themselves and their employees to party in the hotel suite. German sex worker took to Twitter to describe her experience mingling with the Davos crowd and their security detail. Her comments were, quote, date in Switzerland during hashtag WWF means looking at the gun muzzles of security guards in the hotel corridor at 2 a.m. and then sharing the giveaway chocolates from the restaurant with them and gossiping about the rich. End quote. Ugh. 2020, a Swiss law enforcement official said that at least 100 sex workers traveled to Davos in anticipation of the week-long event. And these are the people that want to control the world. These are the people that tell you a wide variety of things, like global warming is real, the end is near, or private ownership, home ownership, no. Or you're going to be taxed heavily if you, oh, I don't know. It's just a crazy time we live. A handful of rich, affluent people, Klaus Schwab being at the forefront, meet and they hold their little meetings, and through technology, they used COVID to do what is called the Great Reset. Fed you a bunch of lies, mixed in with a little bit of truth, got y'all convinced, mostly through fear. Propaganda campaign. By the way, I'll just say this. I rarely say things off the hip, shooting from the hip, speculation, conjecture. I try to leave that to, you know, other talking heads. But I just have to say this. This recent rash of, quote unquote, shooting down UFOs. I obviously don't know the truth. But my mind goes to, I just wonder about, number one, is this a distraction? I actually don't think we're shooting down UFOs. I think UFOs would not, you know, put up with it. They'd be gone in the blink of an eye if you do believe in UFOs. I kind of do, but whatever. But here's my point. Yeah, I'm going to say it. Maybe it's an agenda. They're doing this trial balloon thing where if you woke up tomorrow and we were being invaded and the government said you need to stay home, we would willingly lock ourselves in our homes. It's another voluntary lockdown. And then they can implement policies by which they can control. It's just a fleeting thought I had this week, like, what is this all about? And that's what came through. I have no need to be right. I hope and pray I'm like way off in left field. And there'll be many weeks to come where I will think to myself, "I why did I even say that on the air?" I am a huge proponent of the ideal of not conforming. We do not comply. I had enough of a couple years with COVID, and you're seeing a lot of the horror stories now of people that, I mean, even forced mandatory vaccinations. If people wanted to go get a shot, fine. People should have a right to do that. But forced vaccinations? I don't know. I do know one thing. We have a couple of lines open. 800-222-KABC. Next segment, what's your favorite movie? I've got a few. Wayman weighed in with a great movie. I'm going to ask Adam off the air if he has a favorite movie. Let's have a little fun next segment. When you sit down and spend 90 minutes of your life that you'll never get back, right? Maybe there was a moment in time where you're like, now that was a great movie. In fact, I will tell you one, not so much now, but one I really loved in the past was It's a Wonderful Life. And I think Frank Capra movie, I think I've probably seen that thing like 40 times. It's just a sweet movie, James Stewart. I met him a few times. And just a rather sweet time around the end of the year Christmas movie, It's a Wonderful Life. Good message. Like, you know, what would your life be? What impact have you made in life? How would things be different if you weren't around, right? It's an interesting premise. But it's definitely not my top 10 movies of all time. I've got a few. What about you? Do you have a movie that you'd love to recommend? Maybe at the end of next week, you'll call in and say Jesus Revolution. I wouldn't be surprised. That's a really, really good movie. 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. Later in the hour, Anarchy American Style. We're going to talk about No Fear. And let me end this segment with a new sponsor, and then we'll come back with your phone calls. We have, my goodness, 1, 2, 3, 4 lines open, 800-222-KABC. Do you have a favorite movie? The call's on the screen. Well, I'll just leave it at that. I'll comment when you get on the air. I'm talking about your favorite movie, or if you have one of your favorite movies. Call in, 800-222-KABC. Let's have some fun. On a serious note, Berglund & Johnson is a new sponsor of the program. They are a law group, and they deal with personal injury cases. If you've been hurt, accidents, car, motorcycle, they will take your case. First of all, free evaluation. They invite you to get a second opinion. If it will cost you nothing, and if they say they can help you, you don't pay anything unless you win your case. They've been doing this for 40 years. Dan Johnson is a very good friend of mine, and I'm thrilled that they're willing to support this radio program. If you would like to find out more, the way to contact Berglund and Johnson is the following number. Easy to remember, 1-800-IF-HURT. 1-800, the number 4, and the words IF, I-F, HURT, H-U-R-T. 1-800-4-IF-HURT, the Berglund and Johnson Law Group. Call them. They will take care of you. All right. Oh, and I see a name on the screen. I think our Pride and Prejudice person is back. We have a couple of lines open. Do you have a favorite movie? 800-222-KABC. Let's have some fun next here on the Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. This segment, we're going to take your calls on your favorite movies. And I have an observation before we're going to go right to the phones. We do have open lines, 800-222-KABC. Now, I get it. Not everybody listens week in and week out. So this isn't a double-blind study. But just simply observing tonight, either you don't like movies, your taste is, well, you have your own, I guess we have our own taste, right? Some of the movies that were on the screen that aren't there anymore, I'm like, really? Best movie you've ever seen? Or anyway, it's not too late to get in. We do have some open lines, 800-222-KABC. All right, let's start from the top. Raul in Highland Park, you're on 790 KBC. So share, I won't say your favorite movie, but a favorite movie of yours.
Well, thank you, Frank. Yeah, that would be that thing you do that Tom Hanks directed. He doesn't star in the film, but he plays this rock group or pop group. He plays the manager. And this song rockets up the charts, and it just takes me back to the 60s and that whole spirit of that, you know, these groups that could just have a hit, you know, immediately, you know. And are you there, Frank?
I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear your voice. Yeah, and that movie, you know, these times that we live in now, I love going back to the 60s. Another one was A Hard Day's Night with the Beatles, you know, because that's my boyhood, you know, when I was in San Fernando back in the 60s. And that, you know, I like to watch movies that have a feel-good thing going, you know, like where it takes you back to a positive time.
All right.
In America, you know.
Fair enough. Raul, I appreciate it.
You do.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Frank.
Yep, you got it. Cute movie. I had a good friend that was actually in that movie. Played Mr. Downtown. Rita is in Costa Mesa. Rita, you're on the Frank Sontag show. And I want to tell you, before you share your movie, I have such a bad memory of this movie.
So, oh, okay.
So maybe convince me to watch it again, because I'm sure the company I was keeping, you know, sometimes it kind of jades your ability to see something. So tell me about one of your favorite movies.
Pride and Prejudice. I just love, love, love that movie. I watch it so many times. You know, Lizzie and Darcy. When they're all dancing, and when Darcy first sees Lizzie as he's walking down the aisle, the way he takes a second look, you know, it's just, I love that movie. I really love that.
Well, I appreciate your call, and thank you for calling back and sharing. So, Pride and Prejudice.
And Wonderful Life. I do love that too.
Yeah, that's a good
Christmas.
One. Great.
And Scrooge with George C. Scott at Christmas. Fair, I like that too.
Fair enough. Thank you, Rita. I want to get to as many calls as I can. Thank you for calling. By the way, off air, I asked Adam. He shared a few. The first one, he said, I could not agree more. Ingmar Bergman and the Seventh Seal. Phenomenal movie. And again, these are movies when movies were really made as movies. Yesteryear. Wayman had one that is at the top of many of our lists. And that would be The Shawshank Redemption with Tim Robbins and Morgan Freeman. Fantastic movie. Let us talk to Dave in Culver City. Dave, you're on the Frank Sontag Show. Do you have one of your favorite movies? Please share.
Remember the Titans, Denzel Washington. Outstanding.
Yeah, that was a good flick. Tell me why you would rate it so high up. I mean, it was very good and inspirational, but tell me more about maybe somebody has never seen the movie. Why would you suggest someone watch it?
The story, the music, the way the guys dressed. I'm a coach, actually. I coach high school football and junior college football. Played a little bit in high school and JC and minor college football. It's just, you know, it's just very, very well done. Even the football action looks semi-real.
And the fact that you get Denzel in a movie, that in and of itself is worth watching.
Oh, come on. And even the guy, they first integrated a high school somewhere in the South. I'm told it's a true story. I mean, it seems like one to me. You know, how they learned to get along. They won every single game that, you know, that for that high school football season. Fantastic.
Yeah.
I usually got to get a Coke and some candy and at the movies. I didn't get out of my seat.
Well, that's when you know you're watching a good movie, if you don't get up for goodies.
You got that right, bro.
Dave, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. By the way, Dave mentioned Remember the Titans. I'll tell you another good football movie is Woodlawn. It didn't really make the rounds. I believe it's a true story, but a really, really, really good movie, Woodlawn. By the way, I'm gonna share mine in a moment. Now, if this can't be the same movie I'm thinking of, Michael in Northridge. Michael, you're on the Frank Sontag Show on 790 KBC. Share your movie.
How you doing, Frank?
Good,
Jesus
Michael.
Christ bless you. Bless all of us, America.
Amen.
And here's a movie. Since you were talking, I was going to call. I call on the Leo show sometimes. You ever seen The Longest Day?
If it's the movie I'm thinking of, you know.
John Wayne, Robert Mitchum, the guy from Green Acre.
Yeah, then I've not seen it. I'm thinking of another movie where, what's the actor's name? It's a snowstorm and they get stuck and obviously that's not the John Wayne movie. No. I'm talking about present time.
Well, that wasn't a John Wayne movie. You just had all the actors. You had to have so many people. They filmed it on France on the location, but it was in the 60s and they couldn't do it in color because they spent so much money. All the people on everything's just straight to the core. Now here's one scene that there's a bunch of scenes and it continues on to the end of the movie. It's about
Michael, before you go, I've got a lot of calls to get to. I appreciate your call, The Longest Day. Thank you for that. Jeff is driving on the 101. Hopefully it's wide open. Jeff, you're on 790 KBC. Share your movie.
Frank, not too many people have seen this. I don't know why. Did you catch great movie, Law Abiding Citizen?
I not only did not see it, I don't know of the movie. Share more.
You know, I don't want to tell people. I want people to watch it. God bless you. Good show.
Okay, thank you. We're gonna kind of leave it mysterious. Law-abiding citizen. Okay. One of many movies, in fact, two come to mind for me, and it's kind of the same theme. Gladiator with Russell Crowe and Braveheart with Mel Gibson. You know, I'm into the hero stuff. Both movies, the endings in both, you know, tragedy, but I'd say Braveheart and, those are the two that come to mind, Braveheart and Gladiator. Dom is in Los Angeles. Dom, you're on the Frank Sontag show on KBC. Share your movie, Dom.
Hey, Frank, how you doing? I'm a huge sucker for the underdogs, and I'm from New Jersey, South Jersey, so I'm a Philly fan. So I'm going to watch Rocky every time it's on, and I'll also watch My Cousin Vinny because I love to laugh, and the Replacements is a great football movie, too, for me.
Those are all really fun movies, for sure. Thank you for calling, Dom. I appreciate it. So Rocky, can't miss. The Replacements I saw once, My Cousin Vinny, oh, my goodness. Fred Gwynn as the judge. Oh, that is a funny movie. Utes, that's right. That's right. Now, here's, of course, everybody's calling now. Let's take a few more. Rick in Lake Balboa, you're on KABC. I'm not sure if this is the same movie I'm thinking of. Share your movie, Rick.
Val Kilmer and I believe Graham Greene. Graham Greene is a law enforcement officer, or whatever you want to call it, the sheriff of a reservation. Val Kilmer is considered a half-breed. He works for the FBI. There's been these terrible murders on the reservation, and he's called in just to help investigate. And he goes through a massive transformation about his identity, and it is a marvelous, marvelous movie, one of those that came and went. Just a great, great movie. And yep. I believe it was called Thunderheart.
It was called Thunderheart. And at a time in the 90s, one of my best friends also starred in the movie. His name was John Trudell.
Oh, wow.
John Trudell was the guy that they arrested. He was the Native American, if you will. And that's actually when John and Val Kilmer got to know each other and became best friends in life. So
how do you like that?
I remember the movie well. It is a very good movie, and I appreciate you sharing. Thank you. Thunderheart. I haven't thought about that one in a while. By the way, you can email me your favorite movie at frank@kmgministries.com. I'll read a few if you email me in the next few minutes. Really? Okay. Paul in Santa Ana, you're on KBC. Thanks for calling, Paul. Tell me a favorite movie of yours.
Secondhand Lions.
Huh.
Have you ever seen it?
Michael
Caine and Robert Duvall?
Yeah, in truth, I've not seen it, but I do know of the movie. Yep. Two great actors, no doubt about it.
Yeah, and it's just a really good family type movie. Really cute. just throughout the whole movie. I don't know anyone that's watched it that hasn't really loved it.
Beautiful. Secondhand Lions. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate your call. I've got a movie for you. We'll take one more, Irene and Sundland, and then maybe we'll do this again sometime. There is a movie. caller mentioned Robert Duvall. I love Robert Duvall as an actor. There is a movie that came out maybe 80s, very slow-paced, shot in the middle of nowhere in Texas, slow story. The movie slayed me. It's called Tender Mercies. Robert Duvall was the star, and that movie will, you know, you will crawl out of, well, it's not in the movies anymore. I crawl out of the movie theater. I think I saw it 5 times. Just really spoke to me. About a man, former country singer, star, alcoholic, trying to get his life together. A sweet story. And if I'm not mistaken, I think it won an Academy Award. Oh my gosh, we're late for a break. Irene, quickly in Sundland, you're on KBC. Share your movie.
Yes. Okay. Well, I do have a movie I want to say, but I did agree. I love that movie, Pride and Prejudice. I saw it with my mother. It was very beautiful. And then around the same time that was playing was Narnia. That was also very beautiful. And the main movie I'm calling on is it's a Landlord's Worst Nightmare is Pacific Heights.
Oh, Michael my goodness. Keaton. Michael Keaton was such a bad man in that movie.
I know. That's why you're afraid to rent. You don't want to run into that worst tenant ever.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Thank you, Irene. So if you like scary movies, or I would definitely say Pacific Heights is one of them. All right. We're late for a break. Email me if you've got a movie, frank@kmgministries.com. Our final segment is next on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Man, I know all these bands. Good gracious. Goodness gracious. Talk Radio 790 KBC. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. I got a bunch of emails, and I don't want to take up the entire segment, but some have weighed in. There's one movie. Somebody just emailed me, and I have to tell you a story. Here are some of the movies that people, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, hands down. Sharon, you're not going to like me. I've never seen any of the Lord of Rings, the Rings movies, not one. Sharon's a friend. Please talk to me now that I've, you know, divulged that. Seabiscuit, great movie. Outlaw Josie Wales. Can Clint Eastwood be any tougher, man? That was great. The Red Balloon I've not seen. And here's another movie that I have to tell you a story. This movie, I don't know how I happened on it. I don't think I saw it in the movie theater. Maybe I did. This movie took me completely to another realm. And it was a lot of childhood memories. I grew up loving horses. And this movie, if I'm not mistaken, is a Francis Ford Coppola movie. It's called The Black Stallion. Craig, you're right. That movie just rocked my world. And it branches and bridges two different worlds. Tragedy, there's a boat crash, washed up on a desert island or an island in the South Seas, and the struggle of a young boy. I don't want to give away too much of the story. It's a very sweet movie. If you have children, especially if your children love horses, find it. I'm sure it's still out there on Netflix, et cetera. It's called The Black Stallion. And Mickey Rooney's in it. Look at all the... Oh, boy. How about this one? Hacksaw Ridge. Great movie. Mel Gibson directed it. Thank you, Gene. Thank you for your kind comments as well. Yeah, what's wrong with me? Mary, you're right. How about The Godfather? That's got to be, if not the greatest movie of all time, one of the top three of all time. Speaking of horses, We go from The Black Stallion, happy story, to The Godfather, not so happy story, at least the end game for the whores. Oh, my goodness gracious. It's kind of fun to laugh. You know, usually Friday nights we kind of get into the tough stuff, and having Greg Laurie on to begin promoting his movie Jesus Revolution, which is out next week. If you've not heard about it, go to jesusrevolution.movie. It's a great movie. Storyline, true, nice music. I mean, it's got everything that makes a good movie. The Godfather, though. Oh, my goodness. Godfather 2. Luca Brasi, James Caan, you know. So let me try to get my thoughts together here as we close. Because I'm going to drive home tonight, and I'm my own worst critic. I'm going to think, really? Two breaks talking about movies? I think it's less about movies and, in part, more about the creative process and just being able to take a moment from reality and get involved in a powerful story. And for me, there's nothing like going to a movie theater and experiencing all that it has. I remember back in, was it 70s? When Earthquake came out and they had surround sound. You went to the movie, Charlton Heston and the whole deal, and the place was shaking. Oh, my goodness. But movies are a part of our lives. We remember them forever, right? Growing up, there was a movie I'm going to share. If you've not seen it and you like older movies, here's a memory. As a young man of about 11, my cousin married the brother of a famous actor. And I heard that he was coming over to my aunt's house one day. And I remember laying on the floor watching television, and he walks in. An imposing man. And many years ago, he starred in a lot of movies, one in particular called Shane. I'm talking about Jack Palance. And the movie Shane shook me up so much. Such a powerful movie. And I mean, I can go on and on and on. I love movies. I love screenplays. I love acting. I love the whole process of making a movie. And, yeah, Jesus Revolution is a good movie. Greg is, I'd like to think, a good friend. And it is a movie that's out next Friday. And I was actually surprised that it is a nationwide release. I think they said 2,200 movie theaters. When I first started doing Christian radio in 2013, Christian movies were kind of repped as just bad acting, bad storylines. You know, the rap was Christians couldn't make good movies. And then two sets of brothers, the Irwin brothers and the Kendrick brothers, started making movies. I'll never forget, probably 2014, maybe 2015. I'm doing a remote at Greg Laurie's church, Harvest Orange County. By the way, if you're interested in going to church and looking for a kind of a powerful place, I would say go to Harvest Orange County. Greg Laurie is he is an evangelist and preaches the gospel simply, but you will get the word. So I was asked to do a remote at Harvest Orange County. In fact, I think it was the opening. And I was told, you're trying to find guests, that two guys that had a movie coming out, they wanted to know if I wanted to interview them. And I'd never heard of Stephen and Alex Kendrick. But when they came in, there was such a buzz about them. I thought, okay, I'm on. They have a movie. I don't know anything about the movie. I was kind of a new Christian. If you've not seen the movie War Room, that was their movie. That movie, man, rocked you to the core. And there was a time in my life where Stephen and Alex, they became good friends. And they've made all sorts of other movies as well. But War Room If you're looking for a very solid, faith-based movie with a good message, I would say see War Room. Yeah, I'm going to be driving home tonight on that 101 thinking. Two segments of movies, huh, Frank? I've got Anarchy American Style in front of me, some other really cutting-edge commentaries, and I'm signing off talking about movies. Hey, sometimes you've got to take life on its own accord and just have a respite, have a good laugh, and yeah. I love movies. What can I say? You can email me your favorite movie. Maybe I'll check it out this week. Lord willing, we'll be back next Friday night for another Frank Sontag show. One very last thought. I'm just going to zing it and then go. If you ever want a movie that is the most depressing movie you've ever seen, but I actually saw it 8 times, rent The House of Sand and Fog. With Jennifer Connelly. Oh, man. I got it still for Jennifer Connelly. And what's the actor's name that played Gandhi? I'm having a blank. No? Oh, my goodness. How can I not remember him? Yeah, this one's going to stay with me driving home, too. The House of Sand and Fog. Gandhi. Who did Gandhi? Anybody? We got to sign off here. Hey, if you want to hear this entire program, go to franksontag.com. It's a zinger. I appreciate you. God bless you. I love you. This is Talk Radio 790. Ben Kingsley, KABC.